playing in the Seven Levels. I also do some video work for bands around town because, you know, not every venue has the budget for fantastic lighting and
or any lighting,
possibly sometimes even a PA, but you know, but assuming they have the basics, you know, it's and certainly economics being what they are, you know, the days of having a sound person and a lighting person there all the time just because, well, there's a band tonight, so there better be both of these, you know, I think that's certainly past in a lot of places. So for bands that I certainly like, which helps if you want to get a really good show out of it, but also for, you know, bands that are playing on the same bill as bands that I like, you know, a lot of times I've been just, I don't know who these people are, okay, and then I hear the first song, I'm like, all right, they're getting a show, you know, sort of thing. So I've got a whole multi-projector setup and kind of try to do something along the lines of your classic, you know, 60s San Francisco psychedelic, you know, oil projection type stuff, but in a modern twist with found footage stuff that I've, you know, ripped off from other places and made myself. And I tend to think that the skills that I have as a musician help with that, because even a band I've never seen before, I can sort of go, oh, wait, that's the chorus. That chorus is coming around again, I bet. I bet they're going to do, you know, and then be able to anticipate and have it really kind of lock in pretty well and be, you know, a real experience for the audience.
Very cool.
My basic rule is, as long as no one has an epileptic fit, I'm good.
Yes, that seems safe.
Yeah, let's just hope that never happens.
Well,
yeah,
no, you know, so the last time I was in the UK, we're, you know, watching the TV.
Three weeks ago when I was in the UK.
But they were showing something, and of course, you know, the comes out of commercial, and the voiceover says something like, you know, and now back to whatever. Warning, the following program contains flashing images.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, that's specific. But
well, you know, we live in this society now where you need those kind of warnings.
Nothing's
because
safe.
otherwise nothing's, you know, safe. Coffee might be hot.
Yeah.
You know, don't iron clothes while wearing them. You know, shower caps are meant to be worn on the head.
Well, you know, so I don't know if you remember, you know, Hitchhiker's Guide, one of those books where...
Don't forget your towel.
Wonko the Sane decides that the whole world is crazy because he sees on the back of the matches, close cover before striking. Like, if you have to tell people that, clearly everybody is nuts, you know.
So. Yeah, I mean, we got to slow down for these people. That's what it is.
Yeah. But we basically are all... A little bit, right?
We're all a little nuts. I think everybody's
crazy.
A little effed in the head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, we're all musicians, artists, and stuff. I mean, we all play in bands.
Sensitive artists.
If we were well adjusted, we'd all be investment bankers, and we'd be you know beating our spouses and you know, doing the cookouts on the weekends, going to church, and
you are, you catch the football last night, you catch the
right.
game there,
you
know, pal.
That's
yeah.
pretty much what it is. Yep. And you know, and you can live in that world, and that's a good world to live in. But I'm glad that we live in this other world where things are fun and magical.
A world of
in a world
pure
where
imagination.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Gene was my role model.
You're making me sad.
He should have been. You know, he would have made a good doctor. On Doctor Who, you know, he would have been.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, when I think of Tom Baker as Doctor Who, I think of Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka. Mm.
Playfulness. The very,
you know, the very play. The outfits are certainly similar, for sure.
Yes. Yes. What he really needed was a nice long scarf to go with that top hat.
And of course, you know, it's no secret. Tom Baker's my favorite doctor.
They always say the doctor that you first saw and grew up with is the one that you.
Yeah, but I the first know. One that I saw was that dude Pertwee? Guy with the no the one before with the Mo Howard haircut who was always angry.
Oh,
yeah.
It turned me off the show, and then I sort of clicked back in with John Pertwee. He kind of looked like you remember that Partridge Family episode where every grandpa wants to be in the act.
Yes.
Yep.
And I forget who the actor was, but he was in Wizard of Oz. He's like fairly noted, famous actor. And you know, and he was wearing the frilly, you know, those stupid frilly outfits that the Partridge Family wore to every gig.
Mm-hmm.
And
ascots,
he looked just like John Pertwee when he did that. Absolutely like John Pertwee. Another aside.
And by the way, John Pertwee released a single when he was
in
his
own. Oh, my God, really?
He did.
Well, I'm going to have to look that up.
You got to look that up.
I'm going to look that up on the YouTubes. Oh, you know, as an aside, Partridge Family, who wouldn't want to be in that band? I mean, their manager set them up where they would always play these ballrooms. They'd only have to play one freaking song. One song and they're done.
How did the Monkees always wind up in these really dangerous situations? You'd think they could have afforded to...
Because they didn't have
Reuben
Reuben Kincaid manager. Reuben Kincaid just would sit back, fold his arms and smile. Yeah,
Reuben knew it was up.
We got a ton of money and they only had to play one song.
No crazy people chasing them.
No crazy people chasing them.
Reuben was the man, but he was cool.
Who wouldn't want to have Reuben Kincaid as their manager? I would. Absolutely.
Very soothing.
In a New York minute.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to play a little tune.
We should do that because this is a radio station.
Can I play a little tune?
Yeah.
Go for it.
So we're talking a little bit about smooth rock and roll bands. We're talking a little bit about the intersections of performance and visual arts, graphic design, music. There's a little couple that got married over the weekend.
Oh yeah,
oh, that's right.
The goddamn couple. Can we say that on the air?
Goddamn pies.
Goddamn yep. couple.
I think that was their wedding hashtag. The goddamn pie wedding.
Honey Glenn.
So congratulations.
Oh yes. My God, Glenn yes. and Honey Pie. What an epic pairing of
people,
a pair.
Personalities.
Yes. what's not to love about Glenn and Honey Pie? I mean, there's absolutely nothing not to love about those guys. And you know, I think we all speak for the Boston community when we say, you don't have to wear a condom anymore.
Thanks, Joel. Thanks. I appreciate it. Now I feel slightly less guilty.
With congratulations.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, that and you don't.
I feel slightly less cheesy for the intro I was about to give their song. Speaking of video that Parlor Bells made a video for, Bachelor Hours. And I remember seeing Glenn post about his last few Bachelor Hours before the wedding. Congratulations to you both.
Oh, you both wear it well.
Much love. You do wear it well.
We do
you
wear
too.
It well. Yes.
Right up here, Parlor Bells with Bachelor Hours. Then we'll be back to chat a little bit more. Boom.
It's you we keep, Bachelor Hours. You'll find us at the heart of our powers. What you thought was a diamond ring turned out to be a squirting flower.
Sky. that I fight for what's fair. Now I don't have a gun, so I don't pull the trigger. I got no army, I'm not a power figure, but I've been preaching to myself. Money, 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 money don't mean well. Things are
Grogan there, joined together off her album Strings of Light. Just prior to that, Carissa Johnson closed on Sunday, off for now. The Shills, Oh, This Devilish Place.
Devilish Place.
And we started off with Parlor Bells, Bachelor Hours, in honor of Goddamn Glenn and Honey Pie's nuptials.
So can we call them Glenn Pie now? Or Honey
Glenn.
Honey Dam.
Their hashtag was the Goddamn Pies, which I quite like.
I like that too.
They're so cute.
They are.
Paula's joined us.
Hi.
Hey, Paula.
Hi, everybody.
Turn Paula's mic up. She's a little low.
Hello.
Her mic.
No, I just talk like that.
Oh, okay.
It's what I sound like.
You saucy minx, you.
now the sultry concert.
Saucy minx. Saucy minx.
She is a saucy minx. Let's see how this goes. I can have a little bit of this for you.
All right, then.
Oh, I got a little bit of this for you.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, love. How are you?
I'm good. I missed you.
Missed you, too.
It's been a long time.
It has, since we rocked and rolled.
I know.
Since we just let go.
And you really did rock and roll in this guy, you poor thing. Oh, my God.
It was a little adventurous. I had an adventurous time somewhere over Montana a couple weeks ago.
Unbelievable. But I made it. Thank God.
I'm here.
We're all glad.
I'm glad.
All right, so shall I bring you the final concert report for the month of August?
Please.
It's Labor Day weekend, so in no particular order.
And no Jerry Lewis Telethon.
No Jerry Lewis Telethon. Is that Labor Day? I thought that was Easter.
Labor Day.
What do I know? I never watched those things.
You'll never walk alone.
I'll never. I love Jerry Lewis.
Well, you know, three million Frenchmen cannot be wrong.
Uh-oh. You know what I just realized, though? Gene Wilder.
Yeah. Yeah.
They come in threes, they say. I hope Jerry's number isn't up. Anyway, is he still alive?
He might be.
Right? Anyways, I'll just get on with it. Beginning with tomorrow night, September 1st.
That's right.
Talia Zedek Band, Mini Beast, Black Helicopter, and Positive Negative Man are at Great Scott. I think it's a record release party for Talia Zedek Band. Also, we have Thursday Night Music with Dennis Brennan at Menominee Grill in Arlington. That starts at 9 o'clock. Go early for dinner. It's a great place. Joe Turner, who's sitting here on my left.
Hey.
Hello.
Joe Turner and the Seven Levels, Patrick Mongo and the Janky Teeth, along with Pompo, Ari Cantab downstairs. That's Club Bohemia. That's an 8 o'clock show. Friday. At Once Ballroom, Band Without Hands, wave goodbye. I know, it's sad.
No.
Gonna miss them. Girls Rock Camp Boston. This is happening at Once Ballroom. Girls Rock Camp Boston benefit. Also, with When Particles Collide, Township, Await Rescue, and Album. Music starts at 8:30. Again, you can get there early if you want dinner. Sarah and the Wild Versatile is at the Lizard Lounge. Sarah has been here in the past. She's excellent. She's a saucy little minx. About half the size of me. But way saucier. The 19th Annual Rhythm and Roots Festival is happening at Ninegret Park. This is in Charlestown, Rhode Island. There's tons and tons of bands. And for more info on this event, visit www.rhythmroots.com. Russ Gershon Trio at Aeronaut Brewing Company in Somerville. Hug the Dog is at the Chit Chat Room in Haverhill.
Haverhill.
Have you ever been to Haverhill?
Oh, Haverhill.
I've been to Haverhill.
I've been to Haverhill.
I just wanted to say Haverhill because in case my friend's listening, I'll be like, Paula, shut up.
Paula, it's not pronounced Haverhill.
It's not Haverhill, and neither is Stuffton pronounced Stuffton.
Stuffton. Although my GPS does still call it Stuffton.
It does.
Because I happen to have a prissy Australian guy as my GPS voice.
I'm jealous. That sounds like more fun than Siri.
Mine's an English computer.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mine has told me that Route 1A is Route 1 Amp.
Oi.
Electronics guy.
My English computer does say 1A.
Really?
1A. Yeah.
It's a surprising road.
At the roundabout, take a left. At the roundabout, take a left. At the roundabout, take a left. Yes, I got it, Siri. Thanks.
I like that. I want mine to do that. I might listen to it more often.
Right?
Could
indeed.
Happen. It could happen.
My friend Jody Moore, the Jody Moore Band, is at the Ming Dynasty for our friends in Marshfield. Go for dinner. Try the egg rolls. Oh, Jody's great. Oh, Jody. Anyway, Saturday, September 3rd, Thrust Club. Fur Purse, The Empty, Coping Skills are at Sally O'Brien's. That's an 8 o'clock show also. Then there's a birthday bash for Rob Pitalo at Out of the Blue Gallery. I just found that place. I know where it is now. I looked in broad daylight because I don't like to look for places in the dark.
Rob's coming here?
Robbie Pitalo.
Yeah,
oh, my
true.
God.
Oh, did I say Pitalo? You say Pitalo?
Let's call the whole thing off. But he's back for a visit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's his birthday, and he's playing along with Psychic Dog. Then he's playing acoustic. I guess that's a rare thing. I don't know.
No, it's what he does now.
Is that what he does now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Earth Heart, Matt Minigel, and Katie Baker. And the MC. Listen to me. MC Kevin Harrington.
No, he's not Irish. He's actually a DJ.
I know. McKevin. I'm not wearing my glasses.
No, I like it. I like it, McKevin.
I like it, too. Oh, Moto and These Somatics and Hambone Skinny will be at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester.
They have great cheeseburgers there.
I heard it's the best place ever.
Not ever
in the whole world?
Ever in the whole world. That's kind of like an absolute.
I've heard that.
It's a nice spot, and it has a real rock and roll feel.
It does.
See? So what? How can any...
And they make cheeseburgers.
What's not to love?
I don't know.
They're not vegan cheeseburgers. They're actual real cheeseburgers.
They bleed real blood.
And they always... Oh, yeah. I heard about that. That was a good conversation you guys had about why eat meat-flavored products if you don't eat meat. I often wonder that myself. Like, I'll have the vegan... burger that tastes like
bacon.
Bacon. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, the big reason why I'm not vegetarian or vegan is because I like pork.
We should do a whole series of, like, why do we do...
I'm
like,
a bad Jew.
Non-alcoholic beer.
I wasn't going to say it.
You felt it. I could feel that in the air.
I felt it.
Oh.
Ba-boom.
Ooh. Oh,
honorary member of Butterscotch? No? No?
I could felt it that. Yeah.
That. Pretty.
That was a good one.
Pretty
bad. You know, everybody's an honorary member of Butterscotch.
I am. I haven't missed a gig yet. Maybe. What? The one you didn't have last night? I didn't miss that.
The one where we played to, like, the one person that didn't say that was coming.
I was there at the one you didn't play last night.
Yeah, okay. All right.
They're in spirit.
I was there in spirit.
There's a lot of spirits going on.
Ghosts. Supernatural acts.
Did I say Ready Teddy is playing at the Rum Line in Gloucester?
I think you only just did.
Okay.
Just now.
Oh, here's a fun activity, kids. Starlab Fest 7 2016 Music and Arts Festival is happening at 10 Poplar Street in Union Square. This starts at noon. You will see and hear performances from Screaming Females, The So-So Glows, Bloodshot Bill, Mini Dresses, The Furniture, Jim Schwartz, and many, many more.
Incredible. It's a bunch of band names, honestly.
I know. I want to go see Jim Schwartz.
Who doesn't?
Aren't they an all capital band? Don't you have to, like, shout their name?
I don't know.
Jim Schwartz!
Jim Schwartz!
I just got to go see Jim Schwartz just because I like the name. I know, the names are great. And then we have Richie Parsons and Eric Martin over at the Plow and Staff.
Plow and Staff.
Plow and Staff.
And then...
You have a new booking agent. They've got a new booking agent.
That's true.
Jim Siri is no longer booking bands there anymore.
But he's still cooking there.
He's still cooking.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Sunday, Carissa Johnson. Who doesn't love Carissa Johnson? Go up to Salem.
No, we're just good friends.
Salem, Mass. I love her. She's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're regular listeners here at On the Town. She's going to be in Salem, Massachusetts at Kodo, along with Marianne Toilet and the Runs. What is not to love? And you don't have to work the next day, so get yourselves up there. Johnny, Jim, and Roy's birthday extravaganza at Sally O'Brien's. I know Roy Sludge. I don't know Johnny and Jim. Sorry. Do you know Johnny and Jim?
No.
I don't either, but they're going to be... there's a birthday extravaganza at 6 o'clock. And then we have BYOP with Poor Eliza, Eric Landers, and Ralph Iverson. This is at Aeronaut.
Bring your own what? What does P stand for?
I'm assuming that's a jar of urine. I'm not sure.
I think so. Bring your own pee. I do just as a matter of course, in case I get stopped and they want a urine sample.
Exactly.
I have it. I'm covered.
Jellyfish stings.
That's right.
This is a regular gig every Sunday. Bring your own pee. 2 to 7.
Okay.
Okay, so... Right.
Bring it in a jar. Bell jars are really nice, actually, for OP. You don't want to use plastic bottles because those leak.
Mason jars.
Yeah, mason
nice
jars.
Nice seal right around. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very yeah. hip right now, too.
Nothing like it.
Martha Stewart would be proud.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Gingham.
Yeah. Sarah Levesque is at the Plow at 4 o'clock. I just wanted to say that Aeronaut thing that's happening every Sunday from 2 to 7, it's hosted by a different person every week, so that'll be fun. And Monday, Amber Caceres is at the Plow also, and Marley Mondays continue at Sally O'Brien's with the Debbie Conquerors. That's all I have, kids. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Ms. Paula.
Thank you, guys. This has been so much fun hanging out with you. This evening.
Well, we love hanging out
with
you, Ms. Paula.
It's a thing.
Now, normally, immediately after Ms. Paula's concert report, we would have a live band live from Studio D. That said, I do actually have, you may or may not be aware of Live from Studio D, the very best of On the Town with Mikey D.
Very best.
Volume 1. It is an album that we put out a couple years ago. Almost 40 different tracks by almost 40 different bands who performed live over the years from Studio D. And I've got something queued up here from Sarah Rabdow and Self-Employed Assassins. Say hello.
Say hello.
And I thought they might want to say hello.
Say hello.
Do it.
From the way back world in way back land. And that's precisely what they're going to do.
Yay.
So Sarah Rabdow, take it away, live from Studio D.
The beast is back again. She's not my friend. I'm lying on a champagne floor like a baby animal. Sleeping to kind of ghost in the rest. Feeling like I might be Batman's Two-Face. You turn off your phone and I'm gone again. We'll never.
Of truth, the light of your smile, gift of your time, making everything worthwhile, the freedom of choice, the sound of your voice, I believe in you. The rush of the day, the still of the sun, the light of the moon, and the hope that we will stand united soon. When the fighting will cease, when we're finally at peace, I believe.
of the land, the fish in the sea, and the promise we can live with dignity.
Shining brightly.
You're My Home. You're My Home.
You Are My Home.
From When Particles Collide off Ecotone.
I love that band so much.
They're a fantastic band.
Yeah. Go see them.
We love them. Go Yay. See them. I got to turn you up even louder, girl.
No, I was way over there.
Look at you.
Over there.
Just a little bit.
Doing the thing.
She was way out.
Way out. Just prior to that, Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys, I Believe in You, Ruby Rose Fox with Ms. America. We started off with Sarah Rabdow and Self-Employed Assassins with Say Hello, live from Studio D. You are listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. I'm here with Joel.
Hi.
Joe. Paula.
Hi.
We're chilling. Very much like villains.
We are chilling. It's freezing in here.
Yeah, it's very
For God's
cold.
Sake.
Oh, no, it's nice. It's pleasant.
I feel like a popsicle over here.
I should have brought a little sweater. Thin skin.
I always do, but it doesn't matter.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm eyeing up that jacket.
Oh, you want to borrow?
No, that's all right. That's all right. I'll cuddle up to you during this next song.
Okay.
So this next song I wanted to play, unless do people have topics? Do we have topics?
Actually,
should we discuss amongst ourselves?
I do want to bring one thing up. And because I don't often get to do the thing behind the mic, and that's just to say, look, we love, and we're all about the local music scene here in Boston, and Somerville and Medford and the entire block of suburbs that surround Boston. There's so much music, so much musical talent, so many great bands, so many great places to play. And Mikey used to always say, you know, go out and see one local band once a week. It'll change your life. We have so many things to see, so many great places to go. If you, listening at home, are in a band, and who isn't, you should send us your CDs, send us your data, your stuff. And you can send that to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. You can put Attention Joel Simkus, or you can put Attention On the Town with Mikey D. If you have data that you'd like to send over the interwebs, you can email me at OTT@sonicenhancement.com. And, and check us out on the Facebook. We got a Facebook page. Like us. If you like the compilation that we've been playing tracks from, you can go to onthetownwithmikeyd.bandcamp.com, or you can go to CD Baby and look it up in their little search bar. It's a fundraiser album. So all that benefits the show and benefits Mikey D and benefits the station. And, it kind of helps to throw that address out every once in a while so people know where to send their stuff.
That is a true fact, Joel.
That's right.
And I thank you for making that happen.
Because we have bands every week, except this week. And the Furies will be rescheduled. They had a family medical issue. And that's,
yeah, our love out to the Furies.
We love those gals. And hopefully they will be back. We're all actually talking about rescheduling now, so that'll happen soon, soonesco.
Sununu. Sorry, took you all the way back to my 80s childhood.
We just did. We just totally did.
John Sununu, name checked.
Yes.
He's going, if he's not dead somewhere, he's going woo woo.
Well, he was doing that when he was running for office.
That's ooh, true. Ooh, kind of scary to me.
I just thought it would be great to Sununu. It's great. You can't not say it.
You can't.
All right.
Well, you could. You could.
I'm not going to say it ever again.
Are we ready for some more tunage?
Tunage. That's what we're here for.
I feel guilty and dirty saying tunage, but I just said it twice now.
We should probably read a PSA at some point.
Oh, my God.
Oh, can I?
Yes.
I love those.
Paula's going to read a PSA.
By the way,
WMFO Medford. That's legal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. We're all legal.
On the Town with Mikey D happens every Wednesday from 9 to midnight, and we are glad that you are here. We're glad to be here.
Okay. I'm going
to
read
some
this
of us
one
because be
the kids are back in school, and there's like tons of people out and about these days.
Out and about. The
Have
kids
you noticed?
Are back.
The kids are back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So this is...
they don't know how to drive under bridges, apparently.
And apparently not a good Alston Christmas
this time.
People were complaining.
Well, I just want to say a few facts about texting and driving.
Thank you.
Okay. Fact number one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact number two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact number three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens.
And, you know, it's also against the law. Teen cell phone use behind the wheel of a car is actually an offense here in Massachusetts.
Is it?
It really is. It's against the law.
Fact number four, this has been a public safety message from Stop Text Stop Rex. .org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
And you know, I was texting the whole time you were.
You
sitting.
Were texting the whole time.
But not driving. But
no,
not driving.
No. That's later. I'll be doing that when
Pam,
I.
Pam, you weren't texting.
But you shouldn't do that.
I was not texting. Okay.
Do as I say.
Was being
don't
good.
Do as I
you
do.
You guys were focused.
Yes, I was focused.
Okay.
I was being a
like
Girl Scout.
Like a laser
Scout
beam.
On my sit-upon. Did you guys make sit-upons in Girl Scouts?
Oh my God, that would be like 100 years
that's
ago.
That's not true.
Sit upon is wherever
sit
I put
upon.
My butt.
Sit upon is that? What is that?
It was like fabric, and you folded it into a square, and then you used a piece of like plastic to sew it together.
Can you make one?
That was that stuff they
me?
Called a GIMP. Mm. Remember?
Oh, I remember
no,
GIMP. GIMP.
We stuff well, you, we used to make wallets. Rolled.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
guys made sit upons. We made wallets.
I didn't make sit upons. I didn't.
But it was like a pillow that wasn't cushy, but it would protect your bum from like damp grass.
Is this like on camperees
I
or
like
something?
It.
Yes.
Or, we made yeah. butter. I remember that.
You made butter?
You made
we did.
Butter?
We made butter.
Was that 4-H or was that for serious Girl Scouts?
That was Girl Scouts.
Look at you. What,
yeah.
Paula, you need to make butter for us.
Well, all you have to do, we could do it right now. You just pass the jar around and everybody shakes it until it turns into butter. It's cream.
That's not true.
I swear to God. I wouldn't lie. It's the only thing I remember.
You just shake a jar?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I paying so much money for butter?
Because
do you have shaking the cow, though? You know, I mean, shaking a jar is a time commitment.
That's
it
true.
It really is. And you need more Girl Scouts than we have right now.
We don't
have enough.
Now I feel guilty about buying all of Kate's butter. You know the Kate's butter with the picture of the little girl?
Too.
Did she have to handshake all that butter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
morning
poor little
night.
Kid.
And,
you know,
that poor little kid.
It's child labor.
It's a labor of
love. That's why you get the whole Girl Scout troop to do it.
Yeah.
Everybody.